auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%. Contrata las clases telefónicas de inglés de Vaughan para tu empresa. Llama al 911-335-831 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Lo que más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Vaughan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Vaughan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
One, two, three, oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. For some salad. Now then, everyone, yes, welcome to the program. What do we have lined up for you? I'm sure you're keen and anxious to know. Well, yes, of course, we have salad news bits and news from around the world. We're going somewhere exotic today, that's all I'm going to say. The rest will be a surprise. Now, what else do we have? We also have question time. As you know, here on Vaughan Radio, we're obsessed with asking good questions. That's right, with auxiliary verbs and everything. Have Alan Parsons, our grammar expert, drilling us on question formation. We'll be putting your question-asking ability to the test on question time. That's right, salad listeners. But first of all, we have a conundrum for you, a little test. Are you ready? Here we go. It's a double whammy today, okay? There are two blanks to fill in. So here it is. I went up blank him blank ask the time. Okay, I went up blank him blank ask the time. What do you think, salad listeners? Well, we'll analyze this and reveal the answer at the end of the program, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, it's time for Salad News Bits. Here comes our headline today. Indians asked to eat more sugar to tackle oversupply. So you have a supply, it's the amount you have. There's an oversupply, so India has too much sugar. They have an oversupply. So to tackle something is, you know, how you deal with it. Enfrentarse a, maybe to tackle something. How can we tackle this? How can we deal with this? Tratar una situación. You deal with it or you tackle it. So Indians are asked to eat more sugar to tackle the oversupply. We're going over live to India to find out more about this. So who do we have in India? Yes, we have Bob Smith. That's right, our Asian correspondent. Bob, are you there?
That's right, Dave. So a glut of sugar has prompted India's industry body to start a campaign to encourage Indians to eat more.
So a glut of sugar, meaning, you know, a large amount, we can say, it's prompted or it's caused India's industry body to start a campaign to encourage Indians to eat more sugar. So they're kind of going the opposite way of, you know, what most governments are doing, you know. So they're encouraging them to eat more sugar, not less, but more.
That's right. So the Indian Sugar Mills Association, or the ISMA, said it wants to bust myths about sugar and its health effects. So on average, Indians eat around 19 kilograms a year, which is well below the global average. Still, the country is the world's biggest consumer of the sweetener overall.
Ah, okay. So the Indian Sugar Mills Association says it wants to bust myths. That's right. Or romper mitos, is that what you'd say? Change people's view, because maybe there's some myths about it, and about its health effects. So on average, Indians eat around 19 kilograms a year. That's much lower, you know, than most countries. But India is still the world's biggest consumer of sugar. I didn't know that. Please tell us more.
That's right. India's production is expected to rise by 13% this year to 31 million tons, but the government has indicated that it might stop export subsidies aimed at clearing surpluses.
So they have a surplus, an excess, we can say, or an oversupply of sugar. So India's production is expected to rise by 13% this year to 31 million tons. Okay. But it might stop export subsidies aimed at getting rid of, deshacerse, to get rid of, or clearing surpluses or excess of sugar.
That's right. So, you know, the ISMA, or the Indian Sugar Mills Association, on their website, you know, they have a short article with the title, Eat, Drink and Be Healthy. A little sugar is not all that bad. Now, the online campaign includes social media posts and workshops where celebrity chefs and health coaches discuss healthy living. It features recipes for sweets and takes aims at artificial sweeteners, suggesting they don't help people lose weight and can have health consequences.
So they're saying, a bit of sugar is not all that bad. You can eat sugar in a healthy diet. But they're saying that really sugar is better than artificial sweeteners or, you know, artificial sugar. Proper sugar is better. So in a lot of diet drinks and diet products, maybe you have sweeteners, okay? But what they're saying is the real thing is best.
That's right. So, you know, at the launch of the new website, India's food secretary told me that sugar's reputation is not deserved. There are a lot of myths going around about sugar and sugar consumption without scientific basis. That's right. So the campaign takes a distinctly different approach to campaigns in other countries which have pushed to reduce sugar consumption. Sugar is associated with a variety of health problems such as obesity and diabetes. So, for example, the World Health Organization, or the WHO, is particularly concerned about free sugars, which are usually added to food and drink by manufacturers, but are also found in honey and fruit juice. So, you know, about 50 million farmers in India are engaged in cane farming, sugar cane, with millions working in mills are engaged in the transportation of sugar cane. So it's big business in India, you know, but now they have an oversupply, so they're encouraging people to eat more sugar. That's kind of going against the grain of what other countries are doing. So Indians are asked to eat more sugar to tackle oversupply. So here from India, back to the studio, Dave.
Now then, what do you think, salad listeners? So eat more sugar, they're being told in India. They're saying it's not that bad. Artificial sweeteners are worse. I've heard that before. Some people say that, you know. I'm not sure what the science says. So eat more sugar, they're being told in India. Well, you heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Question time.
Now, yes, hello, welcome to Question Time, the part of the program where we focus on question formation, which we like to work on. We like to constantly review this because it's much more difficult to ask a question in English than make a statement. That's right. So you might have auxiliary verbs, word order, prepositions at the end, you know, the kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about. So today we're going to kill two birds with one stone, I believe. Okay. Dos pájaros, matar dos pájaros con una piedra, we say in English. We're going to kill two birds with one stone. So, to talk about that and explain, I'll pass you over to our grammar expert, Alan Parsons. Hello, Alan.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So, yes, we're going to kill two birds with one stone. Yes, practice questions, of course, the interrogative. But also, we're going to practice with two tricky verbs sometimes, the verb to borrow and the verb to lend.
Ah, so we're going to practice question formation, but also practicing with the verbs to borrow and to lend. Okay, what does the verb to borrow mean?
Okay, to borrow would be pedir prestado, and to lend would be prestar.
Ah, pedir prestado, or like coger prestado, something like pedir prestado, to borrow, and to lend is prestar. Okay. So you could say, yes, my brother borrowed my pencil, or I lent my brother my pencil. You see what I mean? So borrow, pedir prestado, coger algo prestado, and to lend is prestar a alguien, to lend something to someone. So you borrow from, you can borrow something from someone and lend something to someone. It's true, there are a lot of mistakes made with these two verbs. So we're going to practice with these as well to kill two birds with one stone. On Question Time. Now then, so you know how this works. We're going to master the interrogative. So, Alan is going to give us the answer to a question. We have to form the question, okay? We have to ask the question. Remember, I'm looking for good grammar, good intonation, and good phonetics. So imagine, what time did he call you? Rather than, what time did he call you? You know? Or what time he called you? Obviously, that'd be bad. So what time, good intonation, did he, good phonetics, call you? And good grammar overall. What time did he call you, etc. So good grammar, good intonation, good phonetics. That's what I'm looking for. Okay, let's have our first answer. We have to ask the question. This is the interactive part of the program, Salad listeners. Interact with us here. Over to you, Alan.
I borrowed my sister's car last weekend.
I borrowed my sister's car last weekend. Well, I mean, there are different things. You could say, when did you borrow your sister's car? You could say that. Another option which would make sense in English, whose car did you borrow last weekend? In Spanish, you couldn't really say that. El coche de quien? ¿Qué coche? Maybe you could say. Like, what car? But it belongs to someone. So we would say, whose car in English? So whose car did you borrow last weekend? So did you? With good phonetics. Whose car did you borrow last weekend? You see, good grammar, good phonetics, and good intonation. Let's have another one. Interact with us here, salad listeners.
Maite is going to borrow Natasha's skirt tomorrow night.
Well, again, I think we have a couple of options here. We could say when, because it's tomorrow night. What do you think? So we could say, when is Maite going to borrow Natasha's skirt? Sorry, I forgot the name there, Natasha's skirt. When is Maite going to borrow Natasha's skirt? Or whose skirt is Maite going to borrow tomorrow night? She's going to borrow Natasha's skirt. So we have two options. Let's practice with those two options. We get even more practice, en masse, even more. Let's have another one, please.
Right, okay. Sam lent Nicola his stapler.
So Sam lent Nicola his stapler. Su grapadora. ¿A quién prestó su grapadora? Something like that. So, who did Sam lend his stapler to? Who did Sam lend his stapler to? Wow. That's pretty tricky, I would say. Don't you think, salad listeners? So let's keep working here. Let's have another one.
Yes. I can lend you some money.
Okay. ¿Me puedes prestar dinero? Can you lend me some money? Not just, can you lend me money? Some money would sound good. Can you lend me some money? ¿Me puedes prestar? Can you lend me some money? Okay. Good. Next.
I borrowed these books from the library on Wednesday.
So you borrow books from the library, okay? So I borrowed these books from the library on Wednesday. What do you think? So, when did you borrow those books? I mean, you can add from the library if you want. When did you borrow those books from the library? If you're asking, it should be those, if I'm answering. I borrowed these books, but for you it's those. So when did you borrow those books from the library? Okay, yes. This is question time. We're practicing with questions and to borrow and to lend. Okay, let's keep going. Keep interacting with us here to practice, salad listeners, okay? Let's have another one. Alan will give us the answer. You tell us what the question is.
Right. Lucas borrowed Tom's phone because his had no battery.
Right. So Lucas borrowed Tom's phone because his had no battery. ¿Por qué? That's right. So why? Why did Lucas borrow Tom's phone? What do you think? It's pretty tricky. That's right. So why did Lucas borrow Tom's phone? So we've seen to borrow as like pedir prestado, coger prestado, even just coger. Cogió el teléfono de Tom porque el suyo no funcionó. O no funcionaba, maybe you would say. So we could even just say coger. As in, coger prestado, you know? You see what I mean? Good. So, why did Lucas borrow Tom's phone? Okay, let's keep going here. Interact with us here. This is the interactive part of the program. We have time for a few more. Let's go.
I'm going to borrow my wife's camera for the concert.
Oh. All right, so I can think of a couple of different things. So whose camera, maybe? What do you think? Whose camera are you going to borrow for the concert? O para qué vas a... So what are you going to borrow your wife's camera for? Either way, they're both a little bit tricky. So I don't hear, you know... I don't have people using this well, you know, so... So whose camera are you going to borrow for the concert? Or what are you going to borrow your wife's camera for? Okay, so good grammar, good intonation, good phonetics. This is the key to good English, the key to near-native English. Let's keep going.
Simon gave David the 80 euros he borrowed yesterday.
Okay, Simon gave David the 80 euros he borrowed yesterday. All right. So when did Simon give David the 80 euros he borrowed? Wow, pretty tricky. When did Simon give David the 80 euros he borrowed? I can see this is tricky, so it's good to work on this. We're practicing here. Keep practicing your English with us. Okay, we have time for a few more.
I borrow my husband's umbrella every time it rains.
I borrow my husband's umbrella every time it rains. Well, you could say when, or con qué frecuencia, how often. I suppose you could say, when do you borrow your husband's umbrella? Or how often do you borrow your husband's umbrella? I borrow my husband's umbrella every time it rains. So you could say when or how often. Okay, that's right. It's okay. Let's have another one.
The bank didn't lend Peter and Julia the money to buy the car.
So the bank didn't lend Peter and Julia the money to buy the car. So I suppose you could say, who didn't the bank lend the money to buy a car to, or who didn't lend the money to? That's an option. Yeah, who didn't the bank lend the money? Oh, I suppose you could say, in order to buy a car to, something like that. What do you think?
Yes, that's right. I suppose you could say that. That would make sense. Okay, so, well, I suppose you could also say, who didn't the bank lend the money to? Yeah, that's fine. Who didn't the bank lend the money to? Or who didn't the bank lend the money to buy a car to? So you have those different options. Yes, that's right, Dave, I would say. Okay, here's another one. I borrow Ruben's calculator when I need one.
Ruben. I borrow Ruben's calculator when I need one, with a Saxon genitive. So you know, we're thinking whose. So whose calculator do you borrow when you need one? Okay, now, yes. We're mastering it now. Okay? Dominar, to master. We're mastering it now.
Yes, I would lend you my favorite book if you looked after it.
Ah, so it's second conditional. Yes, I would lend you my favorite book if you looked after it. ¿Me prestarías tu libro favorito? Si lo cuidara. That's right. Would you lend me your favorite book if I looked after it? That's right. And because it's if I looked. Okay, we're using a simple past here. Second conditional is would plus infinitive plus simple past. Okay, so would you lend me your favorite book if I looked after it?
I borrowed Susan's car yesterday.
Okay, so again, I guess you could say, when did you borrow Susan's car? Or whose car? And we use a Saxon genitive, so it cries whose. Whose car did you borrow yesterday? In Spanish, you couldn't really say, el coche de quién? You would just say, ¿qué coche? But it belongs to someone, pertenece a alguien. So it's whose car? Whose car did you borrow yesterday? I borrowed Susan's car. I borrowed my father's car. I borrowed my brother's car yesterday. Whose car did you borrow yesterday? That's right.
Right, just three examples left. My mother didn't let me borrow my friend's clothes.
My mother didn't let me borrow my friend's clothes. Well, what do you think? I suppose you could say, what didn't your mother let you borrow? Let you borrow. What didn't your mother let you borrow? Or whose clothes didn't your mother let you borrow? I mean, there are a few different options there. Okay. As long as they're grammatically correct, I don't mind. Okay. And they include the words to lend or to borrow, depending. Okay. Good. Let's have the penultimate example.
Sylvia borrowed 10,000 euros from her father.
Sylvia borrowed 10,000 euros from her father. Well, we could say, who did Sylvia borrow 10,000 euros from? Or, ¿cuánto dinero? How much money did Sylvia borrow from her father? We have those two options.
And the last one here, Dave. No, I wouldn't lend him any money if I were you.
So no, I wouldn't lend him any money if I were you. Okay, what do you think? Would you lend him any money if you were me? Ah, if you were me. Okay. So would you lend him any money if you were me? Okay, Salad listeners. Excellent stuff.
Yes, that's right. So to borrow and to lend, two verbs that people often get confused or just sometimes avoid. So it's good to work on those, plus, of course, the interrogative. See you next time, Dave. Ta-ta.
That's right, Salad listeners. We killed two birds with one stone. So to lend and to borrow, I hope that's cleared that up if you had any doubts. And, of course, practicing the interrogative. So remember, good grammar, good intonation, good phonetics. That's the key. This has been Question Time. And just to finish off, Salad listeners, we have our conundrum, which was, I went up to him to ask the time. I went up to him to ask the time. So, acercarse a alguien. I went up to him to ask the time. That's all we have time for. See you tomorrow on The Salad.
Si tienes alguna duda o necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
Haz una pausa y disfruta. Mejorando. Aprendiendo con tu curso trimestral por videoconferencia. Con todo el dinamismo e intensidad de una clase Vaughan en una plataforma rápida y de fácil instalación. Por fin llega tu mejor momento del día. Cursos trimestrales por videoconferencia. Haz tu reserva en el 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan.
Sí, ya está abierta.
Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te pueda ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés.